allow yourselves to be given. So we want to remember that grace is in our vicinity. Light is in our vicinity. Access to our higher consent is now upon us. What we're learning to do is to receive. What we're learning to do is to relax and be given within. So it would be very strange to think like, why wouldn't you want to receive? We want to remember that we all come from lack. We all come from separation. We all come from, you know, where when you put your hand out, it was slap. So when that happens a little bit too often, we tend to stay away. We tend to fear. So we try to do it all on our own, because if we do it all on our own, then we won't get hurt. We won't get disappointed. So there's a lot of energy that's actually against our ascension or against our awakening that we're not really quite aware of. So they want us to become more conscious of it so that we can choose inside, so that we can relax that barrier where we're like, don't come in, don't come in. So it's a little bit like when we don't let... you know, like the attacker in, the problem is we're not letting the light in. So when we have those very strong boundaries all around us, they're saying we're losing out all over. Meaning there's incredible light that's waiting to greet us, that's waiting to stand with us, that's ready to really, they're saying all consume us. Not grammatically correct, but we understand. So this is what we're learning to allow to give way. So it's a little bit like you have a dam and you keep having pressure and pressure and pressure, and then the dam breaks, and then comes the waterfall, and then comes the liftoff, and then comes the higher status. So what we're learning to do is to relax those boundaries inside and allow love to teach us, allow love to show us, allow love to demonstrate to us, excuse me, who we really are, who we've always been, and sort of like to want more. So it's sort of like we're opening up to that light, we're greeting it, we're allowing it, we're establishing it. And so it's sort of like, okay, now I receive more. Now I receive more. So we're learning to trust. It's very funny because here is this greater aspect of ourselves. There come the blue orbs. That's extraordinary. So why wouldn't we want that? Why would we not want that? So allow yourselves to receive grace, allow yourselves to receive light, allow yourselves to receive God's mercy, remembering God being our God self, our higher self, our I am presence. So we're allowing ourselves that easy energy exchange. Easy. The light knows what to do. The light's got the power. All we have to do is say so. All we have to let go and all we have to do is let go and trust. So you're trusting your greater expansion, you're trusting your greater significance, you're trusting that which is still unseen. Because remember, we're so busy staying attached to what we see in the physical that we're missing the stardust, we're missing the friendly sky, we're missing our halo, we're missing our light. So remember, the truth is with Christ's vision. In other words, it's a higher vision, it's a higher vicinity, it's a higher way of seeing. And so we're allowing ourselves to draw from that agreement, from that assignment, from that station, from that divine union, from that persuasion, from that allowance at last. So when they said at last, it was like touchdown. It was like, yes, yes, we're now all graduated. So when we're sharing this, I've got this Kundalini serpent just doing its thing, recognizing our power and standing up straight. So we want to really feel that. We want to really feel that we're aligning with a new system. We're aligning with a new paradigm. We're aligning with a new belief system. We're aligning with our higher selves light. So when they're saying we're aligning with our higher selves light, it was like we all became Shiva, because we want to remember all of these deities, they're really aspects of us. They're like our true self. So when we all became our divine witness, we all became our divine light, it's out of that agreement, out of that co-assignment, out of that What would be that word? That like increasing light, that increasing good favor, that increasing good exposure. So when I'm looking at everyone, I just can't help but like continuing to bless everyone. And it's like, receive the light, receive the light, receive the light. So when I'm sharing that, just know that I'm just like the mouthpiece. I'm the spokesperson for our higher self. So that's what you want to imagine your higher self saying all day long, receive the light, receive the light. So we just come upon the light once and like, okay, I'm good to go. But imagine if it's always being given, always being stepped upon. It's sort of like ready for more, ready for more, ready for more. So just like you have a drink of water in the morning, that's not the end of the day. Like throughout your day, you may want another sip, you may want another glass. So really, how would I say that? Like see it as being extremely convenient. In other words, you go to the faucet, there's the water. You go open the fridge, there's the, you know, the nice spring water in its beautiful bottle or whatever. But there are many resources around is the point. And that's what we want to receive. That's what we want to understand. That it's like that old paradigm of suffering, of believing in our guilt, believing in our shame. That's headed out the door. So what we're learning to do is turn our attention to our very best, which is our light, which is our sunshine, which is our power, which is our higher consent. And remember, we're learning how to choose it always, meaning it's coming and coming and coming, and we can keep claiming and claiming and claiming. And there's just this endless supply waiting for us to draw upon. And so again, remember, you know, that like whispering when our higher selves like, have more, refresh yourself, delight yourself, come back often. So allow that gift to be inside, meaning that we're finding that sacred heart, we're finding that sacred flame, we're finding our light, we're finding our truth that has always been here but has been dormant and has like taken a back seat to our belief in suffering. And our belief in suffering, of course, is the belief in separation, that we're somehow an individual identity, personality self, rather than an extension of the light, an extension of the divine. So allow yourself to be enlightened. Enlightened is receiving that light, and now we're our most aware because of that enlightening, because of that light that's giving us new courtesies. So remember, everything we experience is based on our consciousness. And so when we enliven that consciousness, when we open that light, when we open that heavenly gate, then what we understand, what we, what is that word? What we register. So in other words, everything is here, but it's only going to register when we hold the vibration, when we hold the consciousness sincere. So we have to be in alignment. So this is where we want to keep that light growing. So it's like a fountain of light, a garden of light. We want to keep that growing so that what we see, what we attract, what we invest in all around us is heavenly. Is heavenly. So choices that we didn't see suddenly are recognized, suddenly are appearing, suddenly we become aware. So allow yourself to receive it all. Receiving it all is, I'm no longer questioning, I'm no longer standing outside the door deciding if I want to come in. I'm coming in all gangbusters. I'm all in. I'm in, bring it all in. I invest. So this is what we're learning, that clear conscious choice, because we're the masters and we have the will. So we're using our choice, we're using our will to choose our light always, to choose our highest intention, to choose our highest claim. So allow that to be presented. And so when it's presented, they're saying for all seasons. So that means what's occurring in the now, what's occurring in our mind stream. So when we get past memories, but we have the light streaming, those past memories are going to be absorbed by the light. It's going to be lifted into new association. So we really want to understand the power of this light, the power of our amassed fortune, the power of our new alignment, and enjoy that new lifestyle. So we're receiving that new lifestyle, we're receiving that new reality, we're receiving that new paradigm. And so it's sort of like making it complete, meaning yes. So it's like, just imagine a salesman or whatever, a butcher, like, are you going to buy that? Yes. Are we going to stand by our higher alignment, our higher self? Yes. Are we open up to all good favor, meaning everything that we've been resisting, confused with, still haven't forgiven, pardoned, whatever it is? Yes, let it receive the light. Let it receive the torch of light now. So receive, receive, receive. Allowing for your highest and best. Allowing for the highest and best of all associated, meaning everyone else and every story that you have going on, whatever's for everyone's best and highest good, let that be illuminated with ease, with grace, with true delivery. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.